As we all know, oftentimes in life, events happen that are out of our control, right? And in the moment, we don't understand why they even had to happen. Only later on that we often realize that there was actually good at the end. You know, one of my favorite books of all time is called A Severe Mercy by Sheldon Vanocur. It's actually an autobiography that talks about Sheldon's relationship with his wife. Now, hate to break it to you, I'm going to spoil it for you. So, Sheldon and his wife, Davy, were diehard atheists that had no time for God or religion in general. Their religion, you could say, was their love for each other. In fact, the only prayer that Sheldon admitted to ever praying was for Davy's happiness. Now, over time, Davy actually becomes interested in Christianity and belief in God. Sheldon is angered at this because as Davy slowly begins to fall in love with God, her love for Sheldon becomes no longer her sole focus in life. Their love was supposed to be their God after all. How could Davy love God more than him? It was not fair to Sheldon. Soon, Davy converts to Christianity. She begins to see Sheldon's lack of faith in a whole new light and becomes concerned for him. And so she prays to God to save his soul. Not long after this, Davy finds out that she has cancer. And a year or so later, she passes away. Sheldon, angry that God has taken her away from him, but also intrigued at Davy's relationship with God, begins to investigate more into what had captured her heart. Soon, he too is intrigued by Christianity's claims. And eventually, he himself converts to Catholicism. After serious reflection, he realized Davy's death had been a severe mercy given to him by God. Because if it was not for her death, Sheldon, in his own stubbornness, would never have been willing to love anyone else more than her, not even God. Her death was actually the answer to her prayer for his soul, and the answer to his prayer for her happiness. For she was now with her Lord. What had at first seemed to be a horrible tragedy to Sheldon turned out to have God's hand in it all along.